This year marks RNIB's 150th anniversary. To celebrate, we've been asking the blind and partially sighted community for their stories and experiences of sight loss. We'll be sharing these stories over the coming months to document the changes we've seen in the last 150 years. Today it's the turn of an anonymous Talking Books narrator who says, "Once upon a time, a young narrator working for the RNIB was given a 520-page book to read. Before going into the studio, he had read 480-odd pages. After a day of recording, he went home and finished the book, only to discover that a character he'd been reading in his finest Billy Connolly accent, the book was set in Scotland, returned to his native England. Nowadays, although it would be a pain, with iPads and computer editing, the error could have been corrected relatively easily. However, this was back in the day of print books and reel-to-reel tapes. What to do?" The young narrator agonised all night. He'd not been reading for RNIB very long and rather liked the job. He decided he wouldn't read the whole book again and returned to the studio to continue reading. When the fatal line was reached, he left it out. This tale comes from an anonymous narrator who has had much more practice now. If you're interested in sharing your story, please complete the submission form at www.rnib.org.uk/150stories.